Second parak of Chulin 7th Mishnah. Sheikhid lenochi shritosik sheya. Avileza poisa. If you shech for a goy, who's oibed avayit zara, even so the shritos ksheya. Avileza says, since we assume that the owner wants it to be shechted for avayit zara, and that's what he's planning, that's what he's thinking, the machshova of the owner puzzles the shrita. We don't have passing that way. Amar Rabbi Leza, afilu shofta sheyoichel hanochin mechatz v'kovet shalei psula. Even if it was made up that the guy will just eat the diaphragm of his behemoth, still possible since he has a chelik in it, and stam achshev es nochel avayit zara, stam goyim in those days. So what about avayit zara? Amar Rabbi Yisi, kal v'chayma advar, Rabbi Yisi wants to refute it with a kal v'chayma. Mugdoshim, by kobonos, we know there's all kind of machshavas which passel to lo lishmo, or to eat it at the wrong time or at the wrong place. The kadoim makdir in the wrong place. Even so, the one whose machshava is critical is the machshava of the kohen who's doing the avodah, and not of the owner of it. So, Mokum Shein Machshav Pesels Bechulin, by regular Shechita, you don't have to have any special Machshavas, and any Stam Machshavas, wrong place, wrong time, is not relevant. Ein Odin Shelo Yehei HaKol HaLechach HaShechel, surely by Shechita Shechulin, we should not be concerned with thoughts of the owner of the animal and not of the Shechit. So, the Kitzur, this is like the opinion of the Tanakhame, that even though the owner is thinking the shame of Avodah Zarah, as long as the one shechting is not, the shechita is a kosher shechita.